Hello, this is Life Coach Carolyn Klicka with Abounding Joy. Today we're talking about how to pray. Do you ever wish you were better at praying? I think most people do. I was reflecting on what ways we could conform our prayer life to make it more pleasing to God. Let's look at God's Word to see what the Lord says about prayer that pleases Him. Peter asked Jesus to teach him to pray, and Jesus responded with teaching the apostles the Lord's Prayer. And that's the perfect place to start. But there's more. What do you think about these? Can we pray more deeply, with greater intimacy, more sincerely, and with greater authenticity? One way is to change the words of a prayer to be true for you. Have you ever read a prayer, "Lord, I love you above all things," and then realized that although you want to, you're still a work in progress? So I might say, "Lord, help me to love you above all things, but I'm still selfish and need your help." How about more confidently and with greater trust? Jesus deeply desires us to trust in Him. That's what His divine mercy message is all about. More humbly and submissively, knowing how poor our efforts are to communicate with the Creator of the universe. Can we pray more boldly and persistently, like the woman begging Jesus to heal her daughter? How about more repentantly, with greater sorrow for our sins, more thankfully for all our blessings, perhaps more patiently and obediently? Can we pray more consistently and faithfully? What about hopefully and lovingly? Which of these struck a chord in your heart? What will you do this week to pray better? My friend, if you're serious about experiencing God's abounding joy and need help to repair your relationships, get in touch at aboundingjoyministry.com. This is Relationship Coach Carolyn Klicka. Today, I choose joy.